You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. I am Matt Jordan, joined by Representative Jake LaTurner. How are you doing today, sir?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Good as well. I love the fall weather we're having, and football season's, we're in the middle of it, and both Kansas teams look really good. So it's been a great time, here early or late September.
How about KU? I've been pleased to see this season.
Yeah, Sunshine Showdown later on, KU, K-State should be really good with the way these two teams are playing. So,
absolutely right. Yeah.
All right. So we're talking a little bit about this commitment to America. So just kind of tell me a little bit about this, and then we'll kind of go from there.
Sure. Well, let me tell you the reason why first. The commitment to America is something that I've been working on for the last year and a half, along with my colleagues. Step number one was to listen to the American people about what their concerns were. And we spent a lot of time doing that, and then spent a lot of time talking to experts and working together to put together a package to present to the American people. Because what has happened for so long is that politicians say one thing during an election cycle, and then they run for office and get to office, and then all of a sudden they do a different thing. And so it was really important to me to make sure we give the people the tools to hold elected officials accountable. And so what we have put out are that Republicans are running on a future that's built on freedom, an economy that's strong, a nation that's safe, and a government that's accountable. And let me just talk a little bit about that. When we're talking about an economy that's strong, we're talking about inflation. We're talking about small businesses across this country getting squeezed by the federal government. We're talking about the need to cut federal spending and stop wasting because, as your listeners know, the massive federal spending that's happened over the last couple of years has absolutely contributed to inflation, and we've got to fix that. When we talk about a nation that's safe, we mean it's time to secure once and for all the southern border, get the job done. We're talking about 200,000 new police on the streets to make sure our cities are safe. When we talk about a future that's built on freedom, we're talking about ensuring that all students can learn and that parents are empowered to make decisions in their kids' lives. It's incredibly important that we enshrine this in our country, because parents absolutely should be in charge of their children's health care, or in charge of their children's education decisions. And then when we talk about a government that's accountable, we're talking about making certain that the same rules apply to the American people apply to members of Congress. We're talking about making sure that people, we get rid of proxy voting and members are showing up to do their job. Because we have a lot of situations now across the country where some members didn't vote anymore, and yet they still get paid. If the average American did that, they would be so. It's putting together policies that we can run on, and I think we're going to be successful. But we've got to work hard for every single vote. That's what we're doing right now.
So let's talk a little bit about each kind of making points there. One of those was border security. I know this is something that I've heard other representatives and senators from the state of Kansas talk about, but it's fentanyl and how it's coming up, from the southern border into Kansas to the point where it's gotten so bad here in southeast Kansas. I attended a protest at the county courthouse to bring awareness to fentanyl last week that some people in the area put together. So how does this kind of work with stopping that and kind of the other issues with the border?
It is hurting us in Kansas badly and all across this country. It is the number one killer of people 18 to 45 in this country. 300 deaths per day from fentanyl. That's the equivalent of an airliner going down every single day in this country. Can you imagine the outrage that would be happening if an airliner went down every single day and 300 people died? We would convene everybody and we would get something done. But when it comes to the border, we cannot get this administration to do anything about it. 90% of fentanyl is coming across the southern border, and we have got to stop this. And we know how to. We know how to secure the border, giving the Border Patrol the resources that they need, the wall, providing the technology that is necessary to support the border patrol. We know how to do this. We just need to have the will to do it.
And then looking at, you know, you hit on inflation. So what are some of the ways, and it's not as bad as it was, thankfully, months ago, but it's still not as good as it could be. So, you know, what are some of the ways you're hoping that, you know, relieve some of this burden of inflation?
Well, I think we need to stop wasteful government spending. That's the best thing that we can do at the federal level. We have a lot of waste in this government. And over the last couple of years, we've seen the excesses of government. You've seen others say that the American Rescue Plan was absolutely going to contribute to inflation. And that has happened. And so we've got to rein that in at the federal level. We've got to find efficiencies in our economy to help with the supply chain. And we've got to get burdensome regulation off of small businesses across the country because people are getting squeezed. Every time people go to the scene, these incredible amounts to month's pay for every American. How many of the folks listening right now can afford to lose one whole month's pay? So you get 11 months of pay and you have to make it through 12 months. Most folks can't do that, and that is what inflation is doing. It crept up, and the last report that we got wasn't good, and we've got to do something about it at the federal level. People are hurting.
All right, and then one of the others has to do with education, and I know part of that is protecting high school girls' sports, and then just in education in and of itself. So what are you kind of looking when it comes to education and those kind of two pillars of education?
Well, first and foremost, we need to make sure the parents' education. And, you know, education should be a decision left up to parents, local school boards, teachers, all working together. But at the end of the day, parents are the ones that are responsible for their kids' education. They are the ones that should be in charge. And we need to support that in every way that we can. And the other issue that you brought up is something that I never thought we'd be talking about. Yeah, I think that only women should be playing in women's sports, not men. It's shocking to me that this is a conversation, but it is one. And we've got to be willing to stand up and push back against some of this nonsense that's been happening.
All right, absolutely. All right, so anything else you kind of want to add about this commitment to America that you and other congressmen are kind of, you know, working towards?
I hope that the folks listening will take a look at it. We are going to continue to work hard for every single vote and encourage folks to get out and vote in November.
All right, and the last thing I kind of have for you, it's not really on topic here, but I've got you on. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask it. Sure. New York mayor says Kansas has no brand. So what would you say Kansas's brand is?
What an idiot. The Kansas brand is we have the best, hardest-working, God-fearing people in the country. Kansans get things done. And they do it with a good, optimistic attitude. What the New York City's brand has become, sadly, is out-of-control prices. People can't afford their rent there anymore. Crime is through the roof. They have nothing to be bragging about right now. I think the mayor needs to mind his business.
All right. Well, I just had to ask. You know, it's been in the news, and I figured it was topical. So, but I appreciate you as always taking some time to talk with us, especially when you guys are working on something that is important as this. And I think it's a good thing to kind of, you know, it seems obvious, like, you know, obviously you should have a commitment to America, but to kind of explain what that means, I think it's important.
Absolutely. Yeah, glad to be on. Happy to come back anytime.
All right, you take care, sir. Appreciate it, as always.
You too. All right, bye.
You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. That has been Representative Jake LaTurner here as we take a break. Back more with after this.